Parliament House is a busy place at the moment. There's a coalition of health, social welfare and conservation groups who've travelled to Canberra calling for climate change to be addressed as a national health emergency. The spokesperson for the Greens on health, Senator Rachel Seward, will today move a motion calling on the government to develop a national strategy on climate change, health and wellbeing. That's a move backed by the Climate and Health Alliance, which includes two former state chief health officers. They're lobbying federal MPs now to back this strategy. Fiona Armstrong is the founder and executive director of the Climate and Health Alliance. Fiona Armstrong, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
You've got scheduled to meet federal MPs today to call for this national strategy on climate, health and wellbeing. What exactly would a national strategy look like? What do you want?
Well, Fran, it's now over a decade since the International Medical Journal declared climate change to be the biggest threat to public health this century. And since then, we've seen global warming accelerate beyond all predictions. The impacts are becoming much more severe. Extreme weather, unprecedented bushfires, toxic smoke, heat waves. We're seeing the loss of major ecosystems and formerly productive agricultural land being lost. The health sector's been working together to advocate for action on this issue for over 10 years. And we launched a campaign calling for a national strategy on climate health and wellbeing back in 2015. That was the year that the Paris Agreement was signed. And under the Paris Agreement, as a signatory to that agreement, Australia actually has an obligation to consider health in the context of its climate change response. But since then, we've had no action from the federal government, and Australia is not playing its part in tackling this global problem.
Okay, so in terms of the MPs you'll be meeting today, and we'll come to who you might be meeting in a moment, but, you know, what particularly will you be putting towards them? Will you be saying, you know, look at the bushfires we've had, that's a direct result of climate change and therefore we need to be having, that has impacts on people's respiratory issues? Or what if I came to you and said, what are the health risks of climate change, what would you say, what would be your top three or top five?
Yeah, well, all of those things that I mentioned that are the impacts of climate change have impacts on our health. So obviously extreme weather events can lead to loss of lives and lead to illness. So, you know, loss of lives from a bushfire or, you know, people being overcome by the smoke from bushfires. The burning of fossil fuels also contributes to air pollution. We've seen studies come out just over the last few weeks that shows that the impacts of burning fossil fuels and the air pollution that causes is responsible for about 5,000 deaths in Australia each year. But, you know, we're also seeing loss of lives and livelihoods in relation to loss of agricultural productive agricultural land. So, you know, suicide rates among farmers are another impact associated with climate change. The poor air quality can cause heart attack and stroke, as well as, you know, contribute to lung cancer, and the high rates of asthma that we see among our children. So all of these things are escalating in a climate-changed world. We also are very vulnerable to heat in Australia. We're beginning to see levels of heat that are quite intolerable and incompatible with people living in some parts of our country, with, you know, temperatures above 40 for many days on end. There's a limit to the kind of heat that the human body can tolerate for long periods. So these are the sorts of scenarios that we're hearing from people in our networks that are impacting on people's health. They're leading to pressures on our health services. And we want to see a comprehensive response and national leadership from the federal government.
So what does that mean, though? What does it look like? Does that just mean more action on climate change? Is that why you're lobbying at a federal level rather than a state and territory level who, you know, have direct responsibility for healthcare? Or is it something different to that?
Well, what we want to see is a comprehensive response. So state and territory governments are beginning to step up, but we need leadership and direction from the federal government. So reducing emissions is obviously a really key part of it, moving to clean energy, away from burning fossil fuels. But we also need a coordinated response on emergency and disaster preparedness. We need to be supporting communities to be healthy and resilient and take advantage of the, you know, local knowledge that exists to support communities to prepare for and to respond to climate change. We need to be investing in the research so that we know where the vulnerable communities are and exactly what responses they need. We need education and training for the health workforce to be aware of and alert to the health impacts of climate change, and for their health services to be making sure that they're conducting climate risk assessments so that they know whether, you know, what kinds of extreme events they're vulnerable to. Are they going to have a continuous power supply? Are they at risk of being cut off during an extreme weather event so that people can't actually access hospitals, or, you know, perhaps the workforce can't get there?
I mean, that's quite critical. So, states and governments, I presume, would be already factoring those, they would have disaster management plans in that sense, wouldn't they?
Well, look, that's one of the things that we're concerned about, Fran. I mean, we do have quite good emergency and disaster preparedness for natural disasters that have historically occurred. Although you will hear scientists say that the future for climate change, that that history is no guide to how we can manage climate change in the future. We're really entering into uncharted territory, and we need to listen to the scientists about what the predictions are. So, you know, we've done work with state and territory governments and looking, talking to health services about how they're preparing for climate change. We're finding that around only 12% of health services that we've consulted have conducted a climate risk assessment. Right. So they don't know what they don't know. So, you know, we there's really a sense of rising alarm among health groups about inaction at the federal level on climate change.
So this would need to be a health strategy and a health sort of resourcing project led from the Health Minister's office. Will you be meeting the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, while you're here?
Unfortunately, we've reached out to the Health Minister on multiple occasions, but he's chosen not to meet with us on this occasion, and we haven't had really a comprehensive response from the Health Minister or the Federal Health Department about how they are going to tackle climate change. And given that we've provided a comprehensive roadmap back in 2015, which has been developed with health experts and based on the advice of health services and health organisations that are on the ground about the kinds of policies and programs that we need to support the community to be healthy, to support the health sector to be climate resilient. It's very disappointing that we've seen such so little action. I mean, we've seen during the COVID pandemic, good examples of governments listening to health experts. We're now asking the government to listen to health leaders and health experts on climate change.
And just finally and briefly, I know you're meeting a number of MPs, and Greens health spokesperson Senator Rachel Seawood will move this motion today in the Senate. Are you meeting with any coalition MPs?
We are meeting with a couple of coalition MPs, but if there are parliamentarians in the House who are available to meet with our health delegation today, we'd be pleased to hear from them.
All right, Fiona Armstrong, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Fiona Armstrong is the founder and executive director of the Climate and Health Alliance. It's a group of 30 health experts who have travelled to Canberra today to have these meetings to lobby for greater preparedness in terms of the health impacts of climate change. They're in the building. If there's any politicians listening, you want to meet with them, I'm sure we can pass on the number.